Hello, and welcome to A Fireside Chat. I am your host, Lance White. Today, my guest is Patricia Cota-Robles. Patricia is president of the nonprofit educational organization New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose, which sponsors her work and the annual World Congress on Illumination. Patricia is author of 8 books and has produced a series of tapes and CDs that correspond with each book. She is publisher and editor of the monthly newsletter, Take Charge of Your Life, and has participated in many radio and television programs which explore her work. I think many of you will be familiar with her, and so let's welcome her to the show now. Hello, Patricia. How are you?
Well, hello, Lance. I'm doing well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
Oh, good. Good. You've been a very busy person of late, haven't you?
Yes, I have. It's a lot of work, exciting times, a lot to do for all of us, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. I see that you're hosting a free seminar on creating the life you want now in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's coming up on March 4th, isn't it?
That's right. This coming Sunday, we'll be there.
Wonderful. And you also have a weekly radio show of your own called Take Charge of Your Life.
Yes, I do. All of that, I'll just quickly say, is the locations of the free seminars and the locations of the radio show are available on our website, which is eraofpeace.org. If anybody
Wonderful.
Wants to check and get the address,
yes.
Also will be, they can do that.
Wonderful. Let's just kind of start. This is your show, really. So you know, whatever you want to feel like inspire, whatever spirit inspires you to share about, is what it will be. Where does all the inspiration for your work come from?
Well, of course, it was a personal quest for years, and I think that all of us at this point, anyone in embodiment at this time, is here because this is such a critical time.
Yes.
On Earth, and the information I am sharing is from the realms, from the beings of light and the realms of illumined truth, and this is available to each and every one of us, these legions of light who are just our sisters and brothers that have evolved to a higher level of consciousness that are assisting us. These are all of the leaders of all of the world religions that we're familiar with, as well as all of the ascended masters and angelic beings and solar logos and legions of life throughout the universe that are assisting us at this time. And I received the information through open heart and mind telepathic communication, which is available to all of us. And the information I'm sharing, I ask people to just listen to it as food for thought. I don't ever want anybody to accept anything as truth just because somebody's told them it's true. The goal of everything that we're doing and teaching is to help people get in touch with that divinity of their own heart so that they can open up to that information without having to depend on any outside source to interpret it for them.
Well, amen to that, Patricia.
Yes.
You know, we've been held hostage for so long, you know, to gatekeepers and people who claim to have the way, that it's so refreshing to hear you say that.
Well, thank you. And the thing to understand is even though, no matter how much you love somebody, no matter how clear you think they are or how much you trust them, it's still going to be filtered to their consciousness. So
exactly.
It's going to be different than the way you receive it through your consciousness.
Exactly. And as I'm understanding it, we're each on a quest for our own self-realization.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nobody but our own divinity. We've each been prepared in very unique ways to fulfill our individual divine plans, and nobody outside of us can tell us what that is. Only our own God presence within us.
Oh, absolutely. That's wonderful. In your book, Home, which is stands for Heaven on Mother Earth, which I thought was a delightful title, you speak about the Earth's present ascension process and of the divine plan to transcend the fourth dimension into the fifth, and I believe higher. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're really, that's the ultimate goal, of course. We're returning now, this is referred to as the in-breath of our Father, Mother, God, and we're moving up the spiral of evolution.
Okay.
We are moving from the third dimension. Things are being accelerated because of some shifts on the Earth and things that have taken place, but that's a natural process of evolution, that the planets are breathed out from the core of creation into physical manifestation, that's involution, and then as we evolve, we're breathed back up the spiral back into the heart of God. That's a process of evolution. And that happens every so many billions of years that it's time for us to move into the next spiral of evolution, the cosmic in-breath. And what has happened with the Earth is that millions of years ago, when the edict came forth for the in-breath of our solar system to move from the third into the fourth dimension, there were a lot of souls that weren't going to be ready for that shift. And what happens is that souls that aren't ready for the shift, they can't withstand that vibration. That's not a punishment or a judgment. It's just that it'd be like trying to move through a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
And they're left behind. And nothing is ever lost, but those souls are returned to the heart of the central sun and repolarized for future systems of worlds, but they lose their individuality as that son or daughter of God. And beings of light have said it's the most tragic thing that can ever happen to an evolving soul. And in the Bible, it's referred to as the second death. Well, the reason that the Earth is in this situation and that we are receiving more assistance than ever before in the history of time is because millions of years ago, the edict came forth for our solar system to be breathed into the fourth dimension. And the Earth asked, the evolutions of Earth asked, if the laggard souls that were going to be left behind could be transferred to the Earth, to the inner planes, and prepared for embodiment in the hope that the evolutions of Earth could help them get back on track so they wouldn't have to go through the second death. And
wow.
That was a unique experiment that had never been attempted, and the beings of light said it was the greatest act of compassion and divine love that the sons and daughters of God had ever rendered for their sisters and brothers. And because of that, because we got in this mess, once these souls came and started embodying, when there was time for their karmic liabilities to be released to them, that energy was so overwhelming that it actually caused the fall on the planet. Instead of the Earth evolutions being able to lift them up, they caused the fall. And so the beings of light have said, because of that, because we got in this mess out of the greatest act of divine love ever rendered to any evolving planet, that nobody was willing to give up on us. Well, what has happened now is that we are, again, millions of years later, the edict has come forth for this cosmic in-breath. It's referred to as the shift of the ages.
Uh-huh.
And what that means for our solar system is moving from the fourth into the fifth dimension. Well, the Earth was struggling in the third dimension still. So this is why, you know, the rest of our planets moved forward a long time ago. This is why when we send our third dimensional instruments by Mars and Venus and things, it says, well, it looks like there might have been life millions of years ago, but... And that's because all we're seeing with our third dimensional instruments is the densest residue of the third dimension.
Right.
But at a fourth dimension, which vibrates beyond our physical sight, so they're teeming with life.
Yes, yes.
And so what's happening now, and that's why, you know, even with the UFOs that we see them and we don't see them, is because they go in and out of frequency, in and out of what we can perceive with our physical sight.
Wow.
What's happening right at this moment is that the greatest cosmic push to raise the vibration of the Earth, it's a unique experiment that's never been attempted. Never has a planet that's fallen this far into negativity been given an opportunity to move into the light, let alone to move through two-dimensional shifts. So we're moving through the fourth dimension. We're actually in the fourth dimension now, what we've always perceived as the fourth dimension, and we're now in the process of ascending into the fifth dimension. So we are receiving assistance beyond anything that's ever been rendered to an individual planet.
Wow.
And the reason for that is because we got in this mess out of the greatest act of compassion and divine love that had ever been rendered by evolving souls. So it's a very unique time for us.
Oh, absolutely. I was getting goosebumps listening to you talk about it. I mean, I do a lot of research and reading on the subject, but I've never heard it quite described as you so clearly. A lot of people are looking to 2012 as some kind of transitional point. Where are we at in terms of Earth years in this process? Because it looks like the majority of humanity is just either on the verge of awakening or they're mainly asleep.
It looks like that, but that really is an illusion. There are millions of people on this planet that are consciously striving to be positive human beings. You know, we because of what's going on in the news and because of what we see, we think that the mass consciousness is really, you know, in a state of stagnation. But truth is that out of the 6.5 billion souls, there are billions, you know. What we see on television is a minuscule fraction of those 6.5 billion souls.
Oh, true.
Every day, there are billions of souls that turn their attention to God and invoke the highest good for their loved ones and humanity. And these prayers are heard, and these prayers are being answered. And what is happening in Earth years, you know, this cosmic edict for the in-breath came forth actually 500 years ago. And there was a 500-year period of grace which brought us up to harmonic convergence, which was in August of 1987. Then what beings of light said, that there would be a 25-year transition period. This is what takes us to 2012.
Oh.
But this is the 25-year period where things are being greatly accelerated. Now, we've gone through miraculous things. As I've mentioned in the book, Home, Heaven on Mother Earth, the activities of light, miracles have taken place on this earth. And one of the most important things, and that is bringing us up to this year, and I'll encourage people to go to our website. The latest article is Caused, A Time for Action, Part 1 and 2, talks about what's happening this year in 2007.
Mm.
But miracles have taken place. And one of those miracles is that because of the incredible influx of love and the invocations of light workers all over the planet, a special cosmic dispensation that I've described in this article took place in August of 2002. You know, all of the prophecies have indicated that there would be the two Earths, that the new Earth and the new heaven and the new Earth, and that there would be souls that would be able to make this ascension into the fifth dimension, or what was referred to as the rapture, whatever we want to call it.
Right.
That we would make, but that there would be millions that would not make it, and the two women would be in the field, and one would be taken, and one would be left behind.
Uh-huh.
And then the Earth, old Earth, and this was the belief that was probably what the potential was, and the old Earth being left behind is what I just described about the second death. Well, everything that the light workers have done now for all of this time has been to try and avert that potential. A fulfilled negative prophecy is a failed prophecy. The only reason the beings of light tell us about potential negative outcomes, such as the old earth and millions of souls being left behind, is so that we will know what will occur at our present course of direction and to inspire us to change our course of direction.
Huh.
So after millions of years, in August of 2002, a very special cosmic dispensation took place and a divine ceremony. Now, the beings of light of our solar system are from our central sun, which is our spiritual sun, are known as Alpha and Omega.
Uh-huh.
And during a divine activity of light, Alpha and Omega drew into their heart flame, in their finer bodies as they were sleeping at night, all of the laggard souls that were in danger of not shift into the And in a very unique moment of unprecedented divine grace, they set aside these souls' free will, and they compelled these souls to look into the mirror of life and to perceive their own divinity. And it had been millions of years since any of them had ever even remembered or glimpsed that they were a son or daughter of God. Then their free will was returned to them, and Alpha and Omega gave them one final opportunity to choose whether or not they were willing to do what was necessary to clear their karmic liabilities and to move into the light.
Uh-huh.
And to the astonishment of even the company of heaven, every single laggard soul agreed to do what was necessary.
Wow.
And at that moment, they were returned in consciousness, you know, to their places in the physical plane.
Uh-huh.
And the builders of form, Alpha and Omega, sent forth this clarion call to our Father, Mother, God, all that is, and a cosmic tone was sounded, and the Elohim, the builders of form, breathed the old earth into the new earth, and the two earths became one.
Wow.
So since that time, what that means, since that time, and we can just look at what's happened on the planet since August of 2002, that was before the beginning of the Iraqi war and all of that, the light of God has been increasing. And see, what that meant was that all of the horrific, heavy, dark energies that were going to be left behind on the old earth now have to come up to be healed and transmuted, because all life is one. There's no separation.
Yeah.
So there's been this incredible purging that's gone on for the past 4.5 years. And
wow.
That's all the things that we're seeing with the tsunamis, with the earth changes, with the, you know, horrific things that are going on in Africa and the Middle East and the corruption. Everything's coming to the surface now. But what's happening this year is that our Father, Mother, God have said the time for the cycles of destruction are coming to completion this year, and it is time for this purging to be brought to fruition. So the beings of light, the millions of souls, all over billions of souls on this planet, are being asked now to shift in consciousness into magnetizing, you know, through the law of attraction, all of the divine patterns for the new heaven and the new earth, which means heaven on earth.
Wow.
And the beings of light have been given permission, the Elohim, who are the builders of form and the directors of the elements who control the earth, the air, the water, and the fire, even within our own physical bodies, have been given permission to accelerate the vibration of our physical bodies so that our higher self, our I Am presence, can now integrate, and our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies can now be lifted up in vibration into what's referred to as our solar light bodies. And these are the vehicles that will really be able to exist in the fifth dimensional frequencies that we're moving into. We are being transformed from carbon-based at an atomic and subatomic cellular level, from carbon-based human beings into crystalline-based solar light beings.
Wow.
And this is happening for every evolving soul on the planet, the entire elemental kingdom. In other words, the earth is literally becoming a sun. This is a natural part of our evolutionary process.
Wow.
It's a miraculous time. It's a miraculous time. And everybody in the physical plane has part of this plan. Nobody that is receiving this information now or any other way that you're connecting with it. It's not happening by accident. It's because you have a unique facet of this plan that you are being asked by the company of heaven to fulfill this year. And only your God self can reveal to you what that is. But it really means each of us striving to reach our very highest divine potential.
Wow. Well, I know that I've personally felt these energy changes, you know, almost on a daily basis now. And, you know, I it's such a relief to hear you say and to know that no one is left out.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of people are concerned about, you know, some of our brothers and sisters being left behind, and it's a very hot topic about, you know, who goes and who stays. And I think that's part of the duality that we're transcending that belongs in an old paradigm, and we're moving into the new one, or are already there, as you said.
Absolutely. And the thing to understand about this is not that those that was a potential, you know, that there
yes.
would be souls that would make it. This is a miracle that has taken place because of the awakening and the invocations of the light that embodied light workers have been doing for the past 100 years, actually.
Wow.
So it's beyond the greatest expectations of heaven. And the thing is, there will be, you know, there's a tremendous cleansing going on, and there's going to be souls leaving the physical plane and leaving their physical bodies, but that's going to be a natural part of this. There's no such thing as death. And those souls are still moving forward. It doesn't mean that they didn't make it, you know.
Right.
They're going to be moving forward. They're going to go to the inner schools of learning, and they're going to be on the new earth just like anybody else that goes forward in a physical plane. We're ascending, but this time we're taking the earth with us. That's the difference.
Well, that's wonderful. I can't imagine any better news than that.
No, I don't think so either. It's an exciting, wonderful time. And this, you know, because it's such a critical time, I want this information to be available to anyone. We have it on our website. We do free seminars all over the United States and all over the world, actually, so that people would, and the radio show is for that reason, too, so that people will have access to this information. This is open heart and mind available information that's being given to humanity at this time, not to dispute our belief systems and to tell us what we believe is wrong. Each of us are in our right and perfect place. It's being given to enhance what we already know and to encourage us during these times when outer world appearances look so horrific. This is the time biblically referred to as the time of screaming and the gnashing of teeth, because what's happening is that the garbage is being pushed to the surface and we can easily see the garbage. What we don't see is the incredible light that's pushing it to the surface. And that's the reason for all of this information. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give us that courage to keep on keeping on, because it is critical. We are moving forward into the light, but it is not a done deal. The reason it's assured that we're moving into the light is because the beings of light know the heart commitment of all of us in the physical plane that are willing to work our tails off to get this done, you know, to invoke the light and to be those peace-commanding presences that we have agreed to be. And that's it.
Yes, absolutely.
Every embodied soul, even the ones that are acting out horrifically at this time, still have that divine potential, and they have agreed, whether they consciously know it yet or not, this agreement, this new covenant that they made in 2002, is filtering into their conscious minds gradually, day by day. What's happening now is, as the garbage is coming up for them to transmute, many of them are becoming overwhelmed by it and are latching onto it. But that's a temporary thing, you know, that's going to be part of the cleansing. And what we light workers can do that are aware of what's happening is we can invoke the light to help transmute this. The violet flame is a wonderful gift. The violet flame is the divine balance of the masculine polarity, the sapphire blue radiance of our Father God's divine will, power, and authority, and the crystalline pink radiance of our Mother God's divine love, adoration, and reverence for life. And this violet flame has the ability, which is just a gift of light from the heart of God, has the ability to quickly transmute the discord back into light that's surfacing. So we can invoke that on behalf of humanity, because we're all one, and we serve as surrogates. We have the ability to serve as a surrogate on behalf of every evolving soul on this planet. And it's as simple as saying, I ask God and my higher self, my I Am presence, and the I Am presence of every evolving soul to transmute through the power of the violet flame all the negativity that's surfacing now, to quickly lift every soul into the light so that their God self can get through to them and they can get their heads above the mud puddle of confusion to then start doing what they need to do to move into the light as well.
Right. It seems as if there will be some kind of tipping point, like the 100th monkey theory, at which point that might be the actual moment of the shift. Is that accurate, or am I way off?
That is absolutely accurate. That's known as the critical mass, you know, and when... What happens, the reason this was referred to as the end of the world, and even people are talking about 2012 being the end of the world, is because when an electron is raising in vibration through quantum mechanics and quantum physics, it's accelerating in vibration. The moment it reaches critical mass, which is 51% of the higher vibration, just 1% more than half,
right,
it absorbs the other 49%. And the electron disappears in the lower frequency and reappears in the higher frequency.
Wow.
And what happened is people from the third dimensional seers and prophets proceeding with their third dimensional sight saw the earth disappear from the third dimension, but they didn't see it reappear in the fourth or now reappear into the fifth. So they thought it was the end of the world. The wonderful thing about critical mass is that we have reached a critical mass of divine love and compassion on this planet. Now, that doesn't mean 51% of all human beings are vibrating at that highest frequency, but it means 51% of the collective energy, vibration, and consciousness of all human beings. And light is infinitely more powerful than the fragmented, fear-based, lower human ego consciousness.
Yeah.
And one person anchoring the light of God effectively on the planet can transcend the negative, fragmented patterns of hate and war and discord of hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The light workers collectively holding the sacred space for all of those that haven't awakened yet have reached a critical mass. And that's why it's assured that all life is moving forward now. So we've reached that critical mass. Now, when we actually, you know, we're, just as you mentioned with your own vehicles and what you're experiencing, we're moving forth the maximum that cosmic law will allow every 24-hour period. That's we're ascending, yes, individually in our own lives and collectively. We are raising up in vibration the maximum that we can withstand every 24-hour period.
So well, that explains a lot.
Yes, it does. And that there will be a moment when we just are there.
I know all of the listeners are going to be just dying of curiosity. What kinds of things can we expect, or what is your take on that shift to becoming crystalline solar light beings? What are people reporting back to you that they're experiencing, and what can we know is part of this process and incorporate into our daily lives?
Okay, this shift has already taken place in the realms of cause. This is why it is assured. The physical plane of Earth that we are so aware of, we are multidimensional beings functioning on many levels of consciousness. And that we look at, with our five physical senses, the physical plane and perceive that this to be real. Actually, the physical plane of Earth is the least real of all of the dimensions we abide in.
Yeah.
The very last dimension to reflect the change. So these shifts have already happened in the realms of cause. Now, how long it takes for them to physically manifest, that is the only variable, and that depends on how we magnetize this light into the physical plane. So that's going to be an individual thing. And some people are experiencing heaven on earth and that joy now. But what's happening this year, and this is what the article that I mentioned, Time for Action, is about and what people are talking about, and understanding, is that now we've worked bringing this down from the realms of cause for a while now. Now it's time for it to begin physically manifesting. And 2007 is being heralded as a year of monumental change, when the changes from the realms of cause are going to begin tangibly manifesting. And we're beginning to see that as we see. I mean, we can just, every time you see something really positive manifesting, for instance, one of the things is all that is hidden must now be revealed.
Yes.
So we're seeing exposing the corruption in government and the corruption taking place on the planet. Those things, this boys will be boys consciousness, is no longer manifesting. There's some incredible, powerful people coming to the forefront in leadership positions that are going to be doing wonderful, positive things. And this is the kind of thing that we need to experience. The physical transformation, moving into our solar light bodies, the reason it is said that in the new heaven and the new earth there's no aging and disease and death as we know it, is because we're going to be vibrating in these higher light bodies that transcend those human mutations of death and disease and dying. And it's not because Jesus is going to ride in on a white cloud and say, voila, and miracle is going to happen. It's because we're each individually the second coming of the Christ through the magnificent archetype that Jesus set, is that we're going to become that path of divine love that he modeled for us, and we're going to return to that Christ light of perfection, and we are going to transform our vehicles by lifting up into those frequencies of perfection. It's a matter of ascending into the higher frequencies of light and then transmuting everything that conflicts with that. So what's happening here is that we actually can begin this process of reversing the aging process, reversing disease, transforming the planet, healing the atrocities we've inflicted on the Earth that are manifesting as global warming and things. You know, this is a joint effort. We are co-creating this new Earth. And we have unprecedented assistance from on high this year to begin this process in ways that we've never experienced in the past.
Well, thank goodness. It's about time. What do you see in the short term in relation to our economy and global warming? Are these things going to work themselves out as part of the process?
They're going to work themselves out because the light workers are going to realize that we are the co-creators.
Mm-hmm.
What we've been trying to do is change outer world situations. And
mm-hmm.
the thing is, that's like trying to change the reflection in the mirror without changing the object that's causing the reflection.
Absolutely.
Our consciousness is reflected on physical matter, and it manifests then as a tangible experience in our lives. So as long as we are functioning from poverty consciousness, we will manifest lack and limitation in our lives. And all of these questions, it's interesting, nothing happens by accident, but all of these questions you're asking are addressed in detail in the article that I'm saying, because these are the things people are wanting to know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, these, the time for action, it's talking about that matter never controls consciousness. It's only our consciousness. So the way we're going to eliminate poverty consciousness is that people are going to return to the awareness that God is our supply, and that supply is limitless abundance. So we're going to start magnetizing into that consciousness through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and start magnetizing through the law of attraction abundance into our lives. The elemental kingdom, the earth, the air, the water, and the fire, are reflecting humanity's consciousness. When we project forth the healing and the crystalline perfection of love into the atomic cellular substance of the physical plane, it will be transformed into the solar light bodies, just like our own vehicles are being transformed into solar light bodies. And the violet flame is the tool that is being given to us now to transmute the discord back into harmony. So we can ask the violet flame to transmute the pollution, to transmute the atrocities that humanity has inflicted on the elemental kingdom, and that invoke the I Am presence, the God self, of those that are still out picturing that consciousness of greed and lack and limitation, because all of the abuse that's taken place to the elemental kingdom is associated with the consciousness of lack and limitation. And the feeling that, you know, we have to, in order to have enough, we have to harm some other part of life. Well, that's ludicrous.
Oh, absolutely.
The supply of God is limitless. So it's, in other words, it's not that we're going to go out there and make everybody a tuna fish sandwich to end hunger in the world, but we're going to shift the consciousness to the limitless supply. This is why it said, you know, I mean, the little parables that have been said, you know, that roses will bloom on the desert. We are going to shift what we are reflecting onto the elemental substance. It was only after the fall that the allegory of Adam and Eve were cast from the garden, and plagues and pestilence, and that was symbolically representing when humanity started misqualifying energy, we began creating things that resulted in lack and limitation because we started believing, forgot about being the sons and daughters of God. The reality is that we are sons and daughters, we're like rays of light from the universal source of all that is, and everything that our Father, Mother, God has is ours. We just blocked that because we fell into a frequency that prevented us from remembering that. But now we're on our way back and we're beginning to remember.
Would you tell us your website address again?
Yes, it's eraofpeace.org. eraofpeace, just as one word, eraofpeace.org.
I want to make sure that everybody gets hold of your article, The Time for Action.
Right, and it's the latest update. And article for the World Congress on Illumination, that's the location. There's a link right at the top, so click on that link and you'll go directly, you'll get some of that information, and then go to the latest update for the article. It's all interrelated there.
Now, some people have indicated that there have been people who have been who have experienced the abduction phenomenon. And some of these people seem to believe that our space brothers and sisters are going to initiate an official first contact sometime in the near future. Is that something that you're, is that an idea that you work with presently?
Yes, there will absolutely be that universal connection when the beings of light and the space brothers, the spiritual hierarchy are, like the space brothers are also working with the spiritual hierarchy that are higher evolution than even the space brothers. Space brothers are our sisters and brothers that ascend from the other planets in our solar system, but ascended into the fourth dimension millions of years ago, and we took the laggard souls from their planet, so they're still trying to help us get back into the light again. And the concept that they are going to take us off the planet and there's going to be the purging is absolutely erroneous. You know, the beings of light have said, do you really think if all we had to do was lift you off the planet, you know, we'd be investing all this energy?
Yeah.
In order for something to manifest in the physical plane, we have to magnetize it. But they're not going to do it for us. They don't have the ability or to do it for us, just as because of our free will, just as God cannot do it for us. But at a time in the very probably near future when there are enough souls focusing on the light and holding the sacred space ourselves that we're in the process of doing, then they will be able to come and give us that added assistance that will greatly assist in transforming the pollution and healing the planet. And the viable solution for every malady existing, for the cure of every disease, for every bit of lack or limitation already exists in those realms of truth. And they will be, we will magnetize them into our consciousness and implement them when we can stop misqualifying energy at the rate that we're misqualifying it at this time. They're not going to be giving us these incredible technologies if we're going to, which we did already, take it and make nuclear weapons out of it, for instance.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that we're not going to be able, given this, if we're going to use it to harm life.
Absolutely. Amen to that one, too.
Yes, right.
There's also the phenomenon of the indigos and the crystal children and all of that. I know that's kind of a new age hot topic of people of discussion lately, but how do they figure in as well? Are they closer to source?
What's happening, there are millions of souls coming into embodiment from all different levels of evolution to assist us at this time. This, again, is a unique, this is part of the assistance that I said has never been. This is a unique experiment. Incredibly evolved beings of light are volunteering to come into the physical plane and are being allowed to embody at this time. My concern about the information that's out there, the important thing for us to know is that we are one and we are all in this together. And, you know, to take these children and make them oddities or to separate them or hold them up above other children is absolutely counterproductive to the plan. They have volunteered to come in as mainstream humanity. The reason that there will be souls that will be able to awaken and move forward more quickly is because they haven't embodied here many times, and they aren't part of the heavy dark energy. They're still coming in with the band of forgetfulness, you know, a degree. They have to come into the same karmic liability, the same existence that's existing on Earth. In fact, the greatest, most powerful beings are volunteering to be embodied in the very darkest, densest energies on the planet, because the universal law is, as I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. So they're volunteering to be born into the darkest places in Africa, in the war zones, and through the levels of corruption. They're powerful beings of light, you know, because they're awakening, and they're going to shift and lift up the consciousness of people there as well. But there definitely are very evolved souls coming into the planet, but we need to know that everybody has the potential of being a very evolved soul, even though they may be acting out differently at this time. And for us to separate ourselves from them or to make them oddities or to hold them up above other children is going to interfere with their mission, not help it.
Yes. Yes, that seems like a really important point for people to remember. And that goes with anybody, you know, any kind of separation mentality is going to delay the process further it's inclusion and seeing the other as oneself that's going to accelerate, and because it's the truth.
Right.
You know, we are one in spirit.
Right. We have a perfect example of that with what's happened with Jesus and his divine.
Oh.
You know, he came, this magnificent being of light, came to reactivate the archetype for humanity's return to Christ consciousness.
Yes.
These things I do, you shall do, and greater things than you do, anchoring the path of divine love. And instead of fulfilling that mission by emulating him and following the path and returning to that divine consciousness, we've separated ourselves, we've deified him, we've asked, expect him to do for us what he left the path that we have to do for ourselves. And if we do that to these new children coming in, we're going to be just as off track.
Well, it sounds like on higher levels that kind of problem is being addressed fairly well, that's not going to be allowed to happen, hopefully.
Right. Well, it's,
and
you know,
I guess it begins with our awareness, which we're talking about.
Right. And this happens whenever there's new knowledge coming in, just like at the beginning of the Christian dispensation, when the new teachings began coming in that Jesus was bringing, the old religion started clinging, you know, there was a fear associated with that. So people cling to their old belief systems, and as their old archetypes and their misinformation and disinformation begins to crumble away, they cling on tighter and tighter. But that's a temporary situation. It's not allowed to last for long because, I mean, it's just like all it's going to take is, you know, if we are at a place where a lot of the UFOs and the beings from other star systems are coming into our atmosphere of Earth, I mean, that's going to shift people's consciousness in a pretty rapid way.
I would think so. I would think so. Do you see that happening as part of our shift?
I do believe that is absolutely going to happen as part of our shift, but we are going to be, there are going to be masses of people on the planet that are already shifted before
they can't
do it for us. But there will, it'll absolutely, those souls that are clinging to the old consciousness, that is going to be a shock wake-up call that they're not going to be able to deny.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the more that we cling to old beliefs, the more difficult it's going to be.
Right.
I'm going to ask you a loaded question, and I know there's no real answer to it, but I'm interested in getting your take on this one. Is God an evolving being, and who or what is God?
Well, God, our Father, Mother, God, is all that is. Everything that exists in the whole of creation pulsates as a cell or in the body of God. So God, our Father, Mother, God, is the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, cosmic I Am, all that is. Everything that exists is that. And then throughout all the sons and daughters of God, I mean, the reason God created sons and daughters is to create individualized expressions of divinity, so empowering us with free will and the creative faculties of thought and feeling to expand, to have greater aspects of life to love and adore, just much like we do our own children. And the original plan is that these individualized expressions of God, created identical reflections of God, would be able to observe all of the patterns of perfection in the body of God, and then through our unique creative faculties of thought and feeling, create new, previously unknown expressions of divinity, expanding the body of God and the borders of perfection, the infinite light of God. So God felt like the way to do that would be most rapidly, because above, in the fifth dimension and beyond, there's no such thing as time and space. But in the fourth and the third dimension, we have time and space. So it was, the plan was that we would be stepped down into physical existence so that we would be able to experience our creations and have them returned to us in a fairly concise time frame so that we could experience what we were creating and learn to be co-creators with God. It was never intended that we used our free will to create discord and pain and suffering and disease and all of the human miscreations. Those things, originally the energy that's vibrating within those things started with God, but those distorted human miscreations have nothing to do with God or God's will. They are human miscreations created by the sons and daughters of God by qualifying our gift of life.
Then it's literally our creation that has caused the pain and suffering that we experience today.
Absolutely. It has nothing to do with God's will. And the beings of light have even said this concept that the duality of God is good and evil, and that we have to have the dark, that we have to have hate with in order to experience love, or we have to have war in order to experience peace, is an absolute, they said it's one of the most destructive and inaccurate
beliefs
that you can have.
I don't buy that for a moment.
No. They said anything that conflicts with the perfection and harmony and balance of God is a human miscreation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. A duality and a polarity of God, but what that is the masculine polarity of divine will and power, the outbreath of God, the radiation and activity of our Father God, and the in-breath, the cohesive power of divine love, adoration, and reverence for life of our Mother God.
Yeah.
The duality of God is the masculine outbreath, the feminine in-breath of the radiation and magnetization of God. That's what the duality of God is, not good and evil or
absolutely
war and peace or... But it's the activity of God and the inner silence of God. And so that when we create things, that's the reason, I mean, Adam and Eve is an allegory, of course, and the reason it's said that Adam came first is because in any physical manifestation, the first thing that happens is the Father God breathes out a cosmic keynote or tone that forms the matrix of that physical manifestation, whether it's a grain of sand, a blade of grass, a human being, or a solar system. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. There is the tone that forms the matrix.
Okay.
Then our Mother God, the feminine, or Eve, breathes forth the creative power of the cohesive power of divine love into part of the matrix that forms the cohesive power that draws the unformed primal light into the matrix and manifests that manifestation. So it would have been more accurate to say Eve came from Adam's heart, not his rib.
But that's
why Adam and Eve. And the reason it is said that Eve partook of the apple, which is the part that has caused women throughout history so much chaos, is because it was the cohesive power of divine love and compassion within the hearts of the evolutions on Earth that asked to have the laggard souls come to Earth. And that's what triggered our fall on this planet, was the coming of these souls that had to bring all their negativity. And it had nothing to do with being with women or being in female bodies or masculine bodies. It had to do with the feminine polarity within us, the compassion and love of the divine feminine that gave us that inclination.
Well, I've even heard that some people claim that the apple represents wisdom and that it is the divine feminine that contains the wisdom.
Sorry, Lance, you're breaking up just a little bit. Can you hear me
clearly? Uh-oh. So are you. Well, let's just keep talking and see what happens. Maybe Don can adjust that if there's a problem with the technical aspects.
I'm sorry, it's coming, your voice is coming through really fragmented, and I can't...
Okay, hold on, bear with me, I apologize for that. One of the lines is a digital line. So it could be, we have storms going everywhere, it could be that just cutting out.
Oh.
Okay, remember I told you on the email, in the newsletter, so that could be it. If it just started happening, that more than likely would be it.
Okay, is it clearing up now or is it still bad?
Okay, I can hear you. Yes, I can
hear you. I can hear you
now.
Okay,
good.
And I'll edit this out of the
okay, good.
Yes.
Good. So we have a divine dispensation here.
yes.
Well, good, because I'm just loving this conversation, Patricia. You are absolutely marvelous.
Oh, well, thank you. This is, you know, as I said, the exciting thing is this. I really consider myself a scribe and just transcribing the information that's coming. This is the information that's coming from the higher realms to help us fulfill our divine plan and to see greater clarity. So in the midst of all this chaos, we can see the bigger picture and realize that this is an incredibly wondrous, magnificent time.
Wow. You mentioned that we were talking a little bit about Adam and Eve and feminine and masculine, but do you feel that we have incarnated in various roles over the eons as male, female, and maybe even other sexes that are transgender or androgynous?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
The whole purpose is to experience this physical plane. And this is what's so silly. I mean, our physical body is the car we drive. This is what's so silly about prejudice or discrimination. You know, we've all volunteered to be everything. By this time, we've been probably every culture, every nationality, every religion, every race, every gender, and have gone through myriad experiences. So for us to say we're prejudiced against someone because of their race or religion, it's like saying, well, I like everybody that drives a green car because I'm a green car, but I hate everybody that drives the blue car. You know, it's the person in the car that matters, not the
car
itself. So, yes, we've been everything.
Wow. Well, that's also another refreshing thing, and that you know, leads me to believe that, you know, the adage that we to not judge, you know, just do not judge, you know, lest ye be judged, is an accurate way to view things.
That's right. And it's interesting because what I've really been shown a lot of the times is sometimes some of the people that are coming in into different races or nationalities that are just kicking and screaming, you know, about are because that they have been the people that they're railing against, they were those people in other lifetimes and they've come back in this time to try and heal. Like a lot of the rebellion is because they're angry that they're in those bodies or those vehicles because those are the very people that they needed to learn to love from other lifetimes and other time frames, you know. So it's an interesting, it's very complex. Our evolutionary process is fascinating but very complex. And we never know, you know.
Yeah. Some people have mentioned that the real battle over in Iraq and Iran is really about vortexes and portals. Do you know anything about that?
Well, there's a lot of energy. I mean, that is a powerful force field over there. All the world religions had their birthing there, except I think Buddhism is probably one that didn't. But certainly many of the world religions at this time had their birth there. And they are acting out, you know, they're acting out. It's a place where a lot of the energies are rising at this time that are being transmuted and healed. And there are portals of light all over this planet, and, you know, there's grid systems, crystal grid system of the planet is like the acupuncture meridians of the planet. There's all kinds of ways that light is coming into the planet and things are being purged through that. So, yes, that's certainly part of what's going on in the Middle East.
On the spirit level, in terms of animals and trees and devas and the rest, do you feel that we're going to be reconnecting with those spirit elementals again?
Absolutely. We have the ability to do that right now. There are three life waves evolving on the Earth. There's the human kingdom that we belong to. There's the angelic kingdom that we're very aware of, the angels helping us. And then there's the elemental kingdom, which is the intelligence associated with the earth, the air, the water, and the fire. And they're gnomes and nature spirits considered associated with the earth element. Undines are associated with the water element. Sylphs are the air element. And salamanders, which are beings other than the little lizards we think about, are the fire element. And they are all their responsibility. They have a covenant with God to outpicture our thought forms. They were here. Their service to life is that they assist the sons and daughters of God in co-creating new patterns so that we can learn to become co-creators. So they have to outpicture our thought forms. And the original agreement was that they were going to outpicture heaven on earth, you know, that they were going to create wonderful things. They've had to create horrible things because we've projected that onto them. So we have an incredible healing and purging that is taking place with them. And new covenants have been established with the elemental kingdom, and there is a tremendous movement of the God selves of humanity that are working in tandem with the elemental kingdom to help heal the earth. And more people, I mean, this whole thing with global warming, that's not a fluke that that's coming to the fore. Even though people maybe don't understand the intelligence behind it, that is why this is going on, so that the earth is a magnificent, just like our physical bodies. If we stop trashing our physical bodies, our body will heal itself and restore itself, and the earth will do the same thing.
Yes, yes. There are angels incarnated onto this plane at this time. Is that right?
Yes, there are souls there are souls. It's not automatic that every evolving soul becomes an angel, and it's not automatic that we evolve from animals to humans. But there are times when elemental beings will evolve to a level of going into, you know, crossing the soul wave and becoming a human being, or angelic beings can evolve and embody into a physical body manifesting as a human being as well. But those are the exceptions rather than the rules.
Okay. It looks like we're almost out of time, and I wanted to allow just a few minutes for you to kind of share whatever you'd like to convey as your message to the listeners, projecting out into the future, past, and the present.
Okay, well, this is a miraculous moment on Earth, and what I would just like to say is that 2007 is a year that we have been waiting for eons of time, when the beings of light, our Father, Mother, God, have said that the cycles of destruction will begin coming to an end this year, and the purging will be brought to fruition. And we don't know exactly how that's going to manifest, but we are being called into action to our highest level of service. And for lifetimes, we have been through weeping and wailing, through our valley of tears and dark nights of the soul. And we did those things not because we were masochists and wanted to see how much we could suffer, but because we were shown this moment. And we knew that one day there would be a moment in time when we would have the opportunity to lift every evolving human being into a place where we would be able to move into the light and no soul would be left behind. And we knew that no matter what we had to go through, if we could get to that moment, it was going to be worth it. And this is that moment.
Wow.
And now what we need to do is listen to our hearts and be the greatest force of light on this planet that we're capable of being. And your God self knows exactly what to do. You have everything you need within you to do this. So just go within and ask for guidance, and you'll be guided unerringly to your divine purpose, which is daily and hourly. Facet of your life.
Well, Patricia, you are just a wonderful being of light, and I have many blessings on spreading the light as you have been doing for many years, and continued success in reaching out and talking to people, and I thank you so much for being on the show. And just let me remind people that you can find her message, Time for Action, and many other articles, I'm sure, on eraofpeace.org, and her latest book is called Home, Heaven on Mother Earth, and she'll be appearing all over the place as we spoke about, so I wish you the very best, Patricia, and thanks, a million thanks for being on the show today.
You're welcome. My pleasure. It was wonderful to communicate with you.
Many blessings, and thanks a million for listening, folks. Well, until another Fireside Chat, this is Lance White, Zany Mystic, signing out. And again, thanks again, Patricia, and good night.
You're very welcome.